be intentional at the beginning of the day. I'm not going to be shocked by the same people doing the stuff they do. Second thing, question your anger. What's really going on? Thirdly, I have remind yourself of the limits of your own knowledge. Fourthly, if you're a praying person, pray for the people you are angry with. Pray for them to have peace.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Shelby Abbott, and your hosts are Dave and Ann Wilson. You can find us at familylifetoday.com.
This is Family Life Today.
Well, today we get to hear part two of a talk that Brian Hansen gave on the Love Like You Mean It cruise. And we ended yesterday in the middle of his talk that he gave on the cruise on forgiveness, on being unoffendable.
This is from his book, Unoffendable.
Oh, and it's literally life-changing thinking.
Yeah.
And action.
So if you haven't listened to that, as Dave said, go back. He gave this talk on the Love Like You Mean It marriage cruise back in February.
Yeah, last February.
Yeah. Maybe you're thinking, should we do that? Maybe you haven't heard about it. And maybe you've been wanting to do it. So let us give you a little incentive.
And by the way, the answer is yes, you should do it. We'll be there with you. And it's life-changing. It's great. It's a great, great week.
So there's a Seize the Savings Sale.
Can you say that again? I want to hear that again.
Seize, as in S-E-A, Seize the Savings Sale that's going on to the 25th. And if you go to lovelikeyoumeanitcruise.com, you can use a promo code Seize, S-E-A-S, 25, and you'll save big. So I really hope that you'll sign up, because every single marriage needs renewal, needs romance. We need to laugh. We need to get off on these ports of call.
And eat great food.
Yes.
Really great food. And great music. And
great comedians. Speakers.
And illusionists.
It's just
and
fun.
Dave and Ann being crazy. So all that stuff. And by the way, some of you are like, I don't do the internet. I'd rather make a phone call. So if you want to sign up, you can call 855-208-8822.
So let me ask you, yesterday after listening to Brant give the first part of this talk, were you convicted at all?
No, not, I wasn't convicted. I was reminded of how important forgiveness is. And I was reminded that, you know, when I went on the journey decades ago in my 30s to forgive my dad, it was a life-changing moment, not just for me, because it was a journey. I didn't forgive him in a day or a week, but over like a 3 or 4 year period. And I needed to, but I didn't know at that moment that that choice, and it's a choice, to forgive my dad set me free. And that freedom was going to be passed down into our legacy. My boys, I think, are different men now because their dad, me, forgave their grandpa.
I totally agree. And you, like, you're more spiritual than I am. Like, that's a big thing. Mine is, I look at Facebook or Instagram and I'm like, these people are crazy. What is happening? And I get judgmental of the things that they say. Like, what is happening? I can go there. And so when I listened to that, I was super convicted.
About being offended.
By being offended by people, the things they do, the things they say, especially in the name of Christ. I'm like, come on, people. So this was really good for me.
All right, so you're going to hear part two of Brian Hansen's talk, and we're going to let you hear it right now.
I got a vision of this, like why we should be thankful. I was, my wife, Carolyn, and I, with our son, he was about this tall. I don't know if he's 9. But she's like, hey, we need to get him. He's a bookworm like me. He's a nerd. And she's like, we need to get him into some sports. I was like, yes, sports. So I said, Justice, we're going to get you into some sports. And he's like, why? Because this is America, young man. So we signed him up for flag football. And his team was named the Rams. And they didn't have a coach. And so we went to the first practice. I was dropping him off, and there's all these other teams spread out. They all had matching, you know, shirt colors and stuff. And I could see over here the yellow team was already doing drills, and they had 7 assistant coaches, and they already had electronic things. I'm not kidding. It was unbelievable. Like, they're out there doing stuff. Like, this team's like, we're trying to get the ball inflated over here. No coach. I'm not doing it. My wife said, please, could you coach? I'm like, I don't want to. I'm not going to be good at it. I don't have time. Park District called me. We still don't have a coach. Mr. Hansen, could you please coach? Nope. I went back to the next practice. Still no coach. And I'm playing catch with this little kid named Jared. He's like this tall, this stringy hair, and throwing the ball to him. And he's like, hey, are you going to be our coach? I was like, nope. No, sir. And he stops with the ball. I'm not kidding. He's like, well, can I at least call you coach? Because I've always wanted to call somebody coach. So I come home dragging all these footballs and stuff and pylons. Coach the Rams. I coach 0-12. 0-12. We did not score. So, like, my offensive coordination was offensive. It really was. Last game of the season was against the yellow team with all the assistant coaches, and they were 12-0. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, we're going to get murdered our last game of the year. Like, how fun. They kicked off to us last game of the year, kicked off, and a kid named Christian on our team. Again, we have not scored all year. Kid on our team picks it up after a couple bounces and weaves his way all the way back to the house for touchdown. We're up 6-0. And I'm like, this is going to be one of those Christian movies. Like, this is coach of the year. Final score was 72-6. I kid you not. They rang up 72 unanswered on us. And the game ended. And when the game ended, our kids were like, well, we finished 0-13. You know, it's like, well, guys, you try really hard. And I forgot that one of the moms was arranging for a party afterward. I did not see this coming. Onto the grass came a white stretch limousine. Like, drove onto the grass, and it had Rams flags on the front. And our kids just finished 0-13, were horrible. And they see this limo, and they're like, is that for us? Like, yes, Mrs. Daugherty, like, arranged this party. And so we're going to the pool, we're going to get pizza and everything, but that is for you. And the chauffeur gets out, like, opens the door, and the kids are like, oh my goodness, they run. They're giggling like kids. Not losers. They're giggling and high-fiving, and they're jumping in. You can hear them, like, oh, my goodness. And that limo pulls away, and I can just see the yellow team, like, what? The neat thing, honestly, I really did think this in the moment, but I saw that limo pulling off with the 0-13 team celebrating, and I was like, that's the best picture of the kingdom of God I've ever seen in my life. I mean, we bumble. And limo's coming anyway. Amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I know who you are. And I want to be with you. That's amazing. And I feel like if we live in light of that gratitude, that deep gratitude, that security, we can start to extend forgiveness to other broken humans. This is a marriage thing, too. It's a kid thing, too. And if someone's going to ask me, should I not be angry with my kids? I think you should work on that so that you're not responding out of anger, but you're doing the right thing to enforce what you need to enforce. But it's not out of anger. It's because this is the way it's going to be. And I'm rooting for you, but here's the rules. That's a much better way of parenting. It's a much scarier way of parenting because they're like, they can't get you. But you're calm, cool, and you make the call. This is the way it's going to be. In marriage, having a huge well of forgiveness to draw on is invaluable. My wife knows this. Like, we both know. We all know this. It's every day. But we grow in this. This will change your character. Once you start doing this, immediately, you'll still have immediate reactions. But after a while, when somebody cuts you off, you've disciplined yourself so much, it's not going to tick you off anymore. You become a different sort of person. It's called spiritual formation. It's called becoming more like Jesus, actually doing the stuff he told us to do. This is a good thing.
This is Family Life Today, and we've been listening to a portion of Brant Hansen's talk on the Love Like You Mean It cruise just back in February. I'll tell you what, he's just talking about stuff right where we live. We all struggle. with bitterness and being offended by people and being hurt by people. And he's saying, man, God uses our choice to forgive to grow us spiritually. Mm. That's true. That's good thinking. And we need to hear more of it. So let's go back to Brian Hansen.
So we have time, I'm sure. Any other questions or any thoughts?
How would you handle, which I have a lot of, a reaction with a reaction? I feel a negative reaction and I'm going to give a negative reaction.
Yeah. Or he was saying, what do I do about like reactions to reactions? Again, I think this is, I think this is a practice. And I think you can arrest those cycles. My wife's really been good about this lately. We've been married 33 years. She's been really good even the last few years about arresting this cycle. She can tell we're going into that mode again, where we argue about the same thing every time. It's the same way. And then we argue about how we're arguing. And then like, but you said, but the tone of, and then you, but you're the one that got sarcastic first. And then why, but just stopping it. Well, you know what? Just have fun. Can we skip this? And I think you can do that. And look, I'm just learning this after 33 years, but it's been helpful to go, actually, I'm not going to let us do this. Us. We're not doing this. So Carolyn and I just started ballroom dance lessons recently. But it's kind of neat because we're doing something together. And you can, one of us can mess up, but we're both rooting for us to get this right. That's kind of a neat analogy for marriage. Like, we're just us. Let's go through this evening without that happening again. Let's stop it here. Let me say something kind in this moment, because a gentle answer will turn away both of our wrath right now. Like, especially if you've been married a while, you know, this doesn't need to happen. This is dumb. Let's just enjoy this.
All right, back here.
Brant?
Yeah.
I love what you're talking about. I love your books, and I've heard your podcasts on family life. And I agree with what you're saying, and it's helped, you know, my husband and I in our marriage, but I think there's different levels of anger due to trauma that occurs to people, and it happened to my daughter in college. She was sexually assaulted.
Sure.
Sometimes we need Christian counselors.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. We do need Christian counselors.
To work through the anger, because I don't think we know how to work through it if we've been traumatized. The fight or flight.
Right.
Exactly. Trauma can occur.
Yes. Oh, totally. I've been through it, actually, my entire upbringing. So when I'm talking about it for myself, like having to forgive my dad. So my dad's a pastor and very fundamental, also violent in our home. Big guy, 6'3", scary. I thought we were going to die. They got divorced finally in middle school. I was happy, but then we had to leave our home. We didn't have a house. And but at least had peace. And then they got remarried to each other over my objections. I begged, please don't, because I knew he was a fraud. But they did. A year later, they got divorced again. I literally just grew up so nervous, I thought we were gonna die. I'm big on counseling. I love it. That the work is done after you realize I have to get past this anger. Once you realize you have to get past it, rather than saying, I need to hang on to this for the rest of my life. And the counseling would be helpful. Like, how in the world do I move past this? How do I extend this? I tell a story in Unoffendable about a guy who had 11 members of his family killed at the same time in Cambodia. He survived because they thought he was dead. They threw him into the same hole. He had to crawl out at night. He went on a vengeance tear, but then he became a believer and he realized, I have to actually forgive these people. It takes time, but it's the willingness to let go of that right to anger is what I'm talking about. So Rachel Denhollander is someone else I quote in the book. She was one of the victims of Larry Nassar at Michigan State, the gymnastics doctor. So she was abused by him. Well, she gets up in the court and says, I forgive you, but justice has to happen. And my forgiveness is an act of my heart saying, in light of what God's done for me, I have to let go of my anger against you, but the justice will take its course. She's a lawyer, by the way. So I do think even in cases of extreme crime, extreme trauma, extreme, like, it's still the best thing for us to let go of anger rather than have to do it the rest of our lives. And counselors can be incredibly helpful and, in fact, absolutely necessary and in situations like that.
One last question, Becky or Brent.
Yeah, so I am a Christian counselor, and I'm also a certified anger management person. So I spend more time with couples teaching them how to release anger and how to extend forgiveness. But I do teach this, what's good about anger. I want to see what you think. As a normal human emotion, I think it tells us what we care about. Like if I have a couple and she says, I'm angry with him, I'm like, good, because you still care. And I think the second thing, see what you think. I think anger can motivate us to change. The feeling of anger can cause us to go out and make change.
I totally appreciate that. That's the normal way of thinking about it. I get it. I just can't find that in the Bible. And I know it seems extreme, but like I think that's for a reason. Again, it happens to us, but we are supposed to get rid of it today. It's a burning fire repeatedly in scripture. It's natural and it's a good warning light to say why, what's really going on here. I do agree with that. With that in mind, I want to do one more thing before we're done. How to actually do this, because this kind of intersects with what you're talking about. And no one can read this font now that I think about it. I'm sorry about that. Because people are like, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea, but come on. Like, no, this can become a way of life. Some ideas, be intentional at the beginning of the day. I'm not going to be shocked by the same people doing the stuff they do. So there's intentionality at the beginning of the day as a disciple of Jesus. This is the way I'm going to live. Second thing, which gets at what you're saying, question your anger. What's really going on? What do I feel threatened about? What is happening in our marriage? What's the threat? That's good to analyze. Why am I responding this way? I think it's totally a great idea. Thirdly, I have remind yourself of the limits of your own knowledge. We talked about that humility, about what we know and what we don't. Fourthly, if you're a praying person, I wrote this to a group of people, not all believers. If you're a praying person, pray for the people you are angry with. Pray for them to have peace or do something kind for them. This will arrest your anger very quickly. If you bless your enemies, somebody you're frustrated with, you do something nice, that's love. That's remarkable.
This is Family Life Today, and we've been listening to Brant Hansen give a talk that was from the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise. And man, this is so good. I think this part when Jesus says to bless those who hurt you, that is otherworldly, isn't it?
That's supernatural.
It is.
The natural is to curse those that hurt you. Not literally curse them, but you know, they get you, you get them back. It's supernatural. It's beyond what we can even do in our own strength to bless our enemies.
I remember having heard this talk soon after we got home from the cruise, and we had to go to a funeral from a very wonderful lady. And I was sitting there, and somebody came in that I was really mad at because they had hurt you. All I could think of was Brant's words, not Brant's words, Jesus' words, but right. Brant had already convicted me. I need to bless him. I need to be kind to him. I need to be loving to him. And this is where the power of the Holy Spirit comes into play, because it becomes an act of obedience. Lord, bless them. Lord, help me to be kind. You know?
It is true that you've been on that journey. I've been on that journey. And what Brant said there really at the end about anger, I mean, you know, we've written about this, but I carried a lot of anger around in my life that I sort of lashed out on you and even on the boys. And they were little toddlers then, not inappropriate anger, but anger that was
displaced
and stronger than it should have been. And I had never connected it to, this is connected to your relationship with my dad. And I needed to forgive my dad. And again, I didn't even realize that as I went on that journey to forgive my dad, it was not an easy journey. It was a struggle. But as I got to the point where I realized God had done spiritual surgery on my own heart and softened a hardened heart to be soft and to love my dad, I was able to release that anger. Not that I never have anger anymore, but it's not inappropriate. It's not out of whack. It's not like the day you came out and I had a, what was it, a sledgehammer pounding on the on the lawnmower because it wouldn't start. And you're like, okay, you got problems, dude. You're beating your lawnmower because it won't start. This is not a gas problem in your lawnmower. This is a heart issue. I couldn't even see it, but that's what Brant's getting at. It's like, man, when you live offended all the time, you're an angry person. When you allow God to do a supernatural work in your own heart to help us be unoffendable, we release anger. And we're that's the kind good. Of husbands and dads and wives and moms that our kids want to be around. Yeah. And you don't want to pass that on to your kids.
Okay, I've got a little homework for us tonight. Whether you're by yourself, get with a friend, if you're married with your spouse, and if you have a family of kids old enough to be able to have this conversation, I think this would be a great dinner question. What offends you? What's going on in the world today or in school or on sports teams or with friends or work that you're offended by it? I think that'd be a really good conversation. But then you have to go a little deeper in that. How do you think they could go deeper?
Well, I mean, I think identify it, maybe even write it down, and then talk about it. Mm. You got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because the thing we do is we hold it. And then as we hold it, we play out scenarios in our head, what we'd like to say or do to this person. And it just leads us to a dark place. You need to talk to your spouse, I would say. Guys, talk to another guy. Women, talk to another. Maybe couples, talk to couples and say, here's something I'm holding on to. Mm. I need to talk about this so that I can release this and become unoffendable.
Wouldn't it be cool? I have this picture as a family of, like, all of us at a dinner table praying, like, who do you need to pray for? Somebody that's offended you. And then as a family, be praying for our hearts and for the hearts of those that we've been offended by or that have offended us.
That'd be a great assignment tonight. Mm. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start that conversation tonight.
Hey, see you next year on the 2025
Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
I'm Shelby Abbott, and you've been listening to Dave and Ann Wilson on Family Life Today with Brant Hansen from the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise. I love the Wilsons. Aren't they just the best? You know, we heard from Brant today, and he's actually written a book. So if you want to dive deeper into this subject of being unoffendable, he's actually written a book called Unoffendable: How Just One Change Can Make All of Life Better. So you can get your copy right now of Brant's book by going online to familylifetoday.com, or you can find it in our show notes, or just give us a call and request your copy at 800-358-6329. Again, that number is 800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. And we've been talking all week about the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise because we've been listening to messages from the 2024 Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise. And right now, you can book and save during our Seize the Savings Sale, say that five times fast, for the 2025 Marriage Cruise. Again, it's coming up next year. The promo code to use to save big on the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise for next year is Seize25, S-E-A-S-2-5. You can head over to familylifetoday.com and click on the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise banner to learn more. Now, this sale is going to end on June 25th, so talk it over with your spouse, hop online quickly, and book your stateroom for next year. The Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise is a getaway for married couples looking for renewal and romance and memory building and, most importantly, reconnection with God. So, again, you can learn more at familylifetoday.com. Just click on the Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise banner. Now, coming up next week, how do we overcome the bitterness that we can feel inside toward events, circumstances, or other people? Well, pastor and author Stephen Byers is going to be here with Dave and Ann Wilson to talk about the power in lamenting, learning to forgive, and helping others to do the same. That's next week. We hope you'll join us. On behalf of Dave and Ann Wilson, I'm Shelby Abbott. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.